Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good morning, Julia. All right, Malaysia's foreign reserves grew to $98 billion as of end May. What does this mean in terms of investor sentiment?
Morning, Han. We are seeing investors turning more positive on Malaysia, both foreigners as well as local investors. I think it helps that the outlook on the US dollar has softened, and Bank Negara has also liberalized the bond market and loosened some of the hedging measures that has made it more conducive for funds to reinvest in Malaysia and hedge onshore. And on top of that, we have also been seeing better export and GDP prints since the start of the year. So with that, I think foreign flows have returned. It's helped to lift the foreign reserves and reinforce the positive outlook.
So besides that rise in foreign reserves, we have seen foreign funds coming back into Malaysian bonds and also the equity space. You know, how much do you think that contributed to that recent gains in the ringgit?
The main contributor, I think, would be the portfolio flows, and particularly foreigners returning to buy Malaysia's government bonds in the months of April and May. So that is a reversal from a string of sell-offs since November last year. Other supporting factors would be trade earnings, foreign direct investments, and other investments. And also not forgetting that Malaysian companies will be repatriating some of their earnings from abroad. So that's also another buffer, and that's helped by the benefit from a forex revaluation gains.
So given all those factors that you outlined there, moving forward, can we expect these foreign fund inflows to continue? And subsequently, what would be the key risks here?
I think the trend going forward, I mean, for me, it looks positive, but it would be dependent also on the global risk appetite and how foreigners perceive the risk-reward for Malaysia. I mean, broadly, in terms of risk, I mean, we've seen risk in Europe have abated following the French election outcome. But this morning, as we are seeing with the exit polls of the UK elections, it suggests that there's still a lot of undercurrents that can sway markets. Then there's also to watch in the U.S. any potential policy missteps and the cost of the Fed's interest rate and balance sheet reduction. And then closer to home, there are the geopolitical risks in the Korean Peninsula. Now, in Malaysia, we also have to be mindful that Malaysia's general elections could be around the corner. And we have a sizable amount of government bonds maturing, particularly between August and November. So there are still a lot of risks to watch out for going to the second half of the year.
Yeah, that was certainly quite the list that you outlined there. All right. So now looking to something more closer term, at noon today, Friday, June 9th, we've got April's industrial production data due. According to the Bloomberg Surveys median estimate, that's a 4.8% on-year growth for April, which is faster than what we saw in the month prior in March. So what are your expectations on that front? And what would that indicate, that IPI, what would that indicate about the broader Malaysian economy?
Well, we are slightly more optimistic. We're expecting over 5% growth for today's IPI print. This is partly because I think exports grew 20.6% in April, and imports was also very strong, lifted by double-digit growth of both intermediate and capital imports. So this suggests that I think manufacturing activity should be buoyant, and also it's a signal that companies are investing. And we are also starting to see companies expanding job hirings. The unemployment rate actually did inch down to 3.4% in March, which is all supportive of private consumption. So I think in terms of, you know, the outlook for the broader economy for second quarter, I think it still looks positive. It looks like it should be able to hold up. Perhaps maybe not as strong as the 5.6% GDP print we saw in the first quarter, but I think it should still be a fairly resilient number.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.